This community update was brought to you by U Radio. Now that we've entered a new year, many Winnipeggers are setting health goals, joining gyms, and promising themselves this will be the year they stick with it. But statistics show motivation often fades just weeks into January. To understand how people can build healthy habits that last, and why community matters, we spoke with Alistair McNabb, a clinical exercise physiologist at the Wellness Institute in Winnipeg.
I think what's really challenging for people to understand is that success with physical activity, like any other form of success, takes a lot of time. And it's the product of small, gradual changes that accumulate over long time periods.
McNabb says fitness is often sold as a quick fix, setting people up for disappointment.
It's marketed partly by design as some sort of get thin quick scheme, and people are misled to believe that their fitness is something that can change overnight. So for a lot of people, especially if they go really hard in January, they'll notice that just after a few days or a few weeks or even after a month, realistically, not a lot is going to change from an overall health standpoint and from an overall appearance standpoint.
When those rapid changes don't happen, motivation drops. Instead of all or nothing approaches, McNabb encourages people to ease into movement and think long term.
And especially if they're looking for the gym to be some sort of solution to their appearance or to their physical health, it can be very discouraging because, like I said, these are things that just take a lot of time. So for the average person, it's going to be a lot more helpful to really ease into the new year and accept that January isn't going to be the be-all and end-all to their solution, right? It's not only a 12-month, year-long process, but a multi-year and ultimately a multi-decade process of building ideal health long-term.
When we're looking at physical health, regular movement plays a significant role not into just your physical well-being, but also mental well-being.
The literature surrounding exercise and its effect on certain mental health outcomes, particularly symptoms of anxiety and depression, is very robust and very convincing.
But you're not alone in your endeavors. McNabb says community can be a powerful motivator.
You know, having some sort of mutual accountability and having some sort of group of people that you are looking forward to engaging with. So I think pairing the physical activity with some sort of social interaction has some obvious psychological benefits. So I think physical activity does have benefits on mental health independent of social interaction. But I think when it is paired with social interaction, that's when people can receive a lot of the overall psychological benefits by feeling like they're a part of a community, they have some sort of engagement to look forward to, they're building friends who have common goals and common pursuits. So I think that's something that can be reinforcing.
That sense of connection can make even light activity meaningful. For those who feel intimidated by exercise, McNabb says the solution is to start small.
So on most days, really on 99% of days, we have 5 or 10 minutes to spare to exercise, right? And we can most likely apply that, and that will be part of a solution moving forward as those behaviors accumulate to being dozens of minutes, then hundreds and thousands of minutes in a year, provided that we actually do something like that consistently.
For those struggling to get started, McNabb recommends focusing on frequency instead of intensity, and it doesn't require perfection.
No starting place is too small, and in my opinion, the smaller the better, right? So that way we can, again, ease into these lifestyle changes, feel good about them, start to build confidence as we engage in this pursuit without feeling like we're being punished for it, and ideally feeling better and better each and every day and using that as motivation to push ourselves forward longer term.
By focusing on consistency, community, and patience, McNabb says people can move past January motivation and build habits that last well beyond the new year. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.